Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Wednesday, April 17th at Keeneland. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Jim, we'll take a look at the late pick four that starts in race five on an eight race card for Wednesday. 30K claimer, non-winners of two lifetime, the about seven furlong distance, which is the Beard course, a little over seven furlongs for three-year-olds and up. How'd you see it?
30K claimer, haven't won two races, odd distance. That's a pretty good handicapping puzzle. I thought I could make a case for five horses in here, and that's what I'm going to use in the pick four. I didn't have a strong opinion. Out of nothing at all, probably for Jimmy Toner and Jose Ortiz coming off a turf effort at Gulfstream, which was her best lifetime performance. But now she's going back to the dirt, where she has not been that great. So 3-1 on that horse, I can't take that. Dancing Nancy for Joe Stark didn't run well last time out on the turf. Again, in a maiden, broker maiden at Churchill in a $50,000 after failing to break it in a $30,000 at Keeneland. Blenheim Baby had a three buyer last time out at Turfway, either hated the synthetic or had a bad day, but won her maiden at Mahoning Valley a couple races back. Those horses don't do that well here. I'm talking about all these horses that can't win, and I'm picking them to win. So Baytown Lovely for Paul McEntee, coming off a $50,000 claiming effort at Turfway where she was decent, has run into some stakes races before, and I'm just going off this one at Churchill in Fern Creek last November. Had a 65 buyer. That would be good enough to win this one. Fast Gal, not very good connections, not very highly thought of connections, but she's got some buyers who win this 61 buyer at Ellis Park on the turf last year. I could go all here. I couldn't afford it, so I'm going five deep. I could make cases for these other four as well, so I hope you've got a better opinion than I.
I do, actually. I don't know if it's better. It's stronger. Blenheim Baby, the eight horse. Eddie Keneally, and I was watching, trying to catch Jeremy Plonk's Keeneland Look Ahead show, if I can, and gave some great numbers there. But we've got the new basketball coach for the Kentucky men's program that's deep into analytics, and Jeremy has a lot of good analytics. And one of them was noteworthy for this race because I was watching Saturday's show, and he was talking about an Eddie Keneally horse, and he mentioned that Keneally has the second most wins among trainers at Keeneland in maiden claiming dirt sprints, which is what this is. And in a race where I don't have a strong opinion on anybody, I thought that was a pretty strong stat for the Keneally barn. Now, they didn't win that race on Saturday, but the numbers still look strong for Blenheim Baby. I'm just going to ignore the synthetic race and focus on the two dirt runs and stretching out a little bit from a shorter distance. I think this guy will show good speed, and that's important in the seven furlong, really any sprints at Keeneland. So I like Blenheim Baby a lot in here. Dancing Nancy on the class drop. Beat the top choice in November at Churchill. But, I like Blenheim Baby over Dancing Nancy for those reasons I mentioned. Rappish Wish. One win, one second, and three starts at Turfway. So if this one handles the switch in surfaces, that's a solid record. Out of Nothing at All would be the other one I would use, just a question mark on the switch in surfaces, and the class drop didn't seem to help much last time. So I like Blenheim Baby a lot in race five. Race six, I think it's pretty narrow. I ended up on Deanne's 80, slight nod over Pop Arena. Deanne's 80, I gave the nod because she has three wins. This is a starter allowance, fillies and mares, three and up at six furlongs. She has three wins. And that's noteworthy in a field like this. Barely lost last time with some trouble at the start. So I think she could win this from the rail. Pop Arena, you got Gaffleone and Moquette, two solid runs out at Oaklawn, broke the maiden, and then improved with the speed figure versus winners. So strong contender there as well. The other one I would consider is Crack-A-Lackin, just because Crack-A-Lackin has run very well in both starts at Keeneland, including a big win as a two-year-old when he lit up the tote board. So Deanne's 80, slight nod over Pop Arena for me in race six. How about you?
I went the other way. I think Pop Arena has more upside. You mentioned the three runs at Oaklawn, and that was with Keith Asmussen. And this one, she gets Tyler Gaffleone. and that's a big move up. I just think that with only three lifetime starts, she's got a bigger upside than Deanne's 80, but that's the other horse I'd use. Those two, if you can't get through the pick four with those two, you can't hit the pick four. So I think this is a slam dunk for one of those two.
Race three in this late pick four is the seventh race on the card, an allowance race for four-year-olds and up on the turf at a mile and an eighth. Where did you land?
I thought this one was the best betting race of the bunch. Hooker Row scratched out last week for this spot. Graham Moten, this horse broke his maiden first time out at Gulfstream at 7.5, which is a very tough distance to break your maiden, and now they're going to stretch him out to a mile and eighth. Obviously, he's bred for the distance with Spikestown, and then out of an Indian Charlie mare. And second time start, it's Johnny Velasquez, Graham Moten, always good. So I think 12 has a big shine here. Wayhill Road for Sid McGahee on the inside, coming off ran well at Keeneland here last year, broke his maiden at Keeneland by 2.25, was off until March, needed the race, got beat 4 lengths, came from way out of it, moves forward with Jose Ortiz. What say thee for Mike Maker? Three decent races at Gulfstream, including 2 wins, 82-83 buyer for Luis Saez. And then I'm going to take a shot here with Raise High at 20-1 morning line. I don't think that horse is going to be 20-1 off that mile and eighth win at this track. Broke his maiden back in October, came back at Turfway in a mile and a quarter, didn't want any part of a mile and a quarter in December, has been off down. Vicki Oliver always has her horses ready for this meet. There's no way 20-1 Raise High on Joel Rosario, but I think you will get double digits on that horse. So I'm going to go 4 deep in here, a second-time starter, and then some other horses that may move forward.
I ended up on Porqué Roll, if that's how that's pronounced, the 12 horse. The debut win I thought was more impressive than it looked on paper. Went back and watched it, and this horse was really tugging hard to run, and Johnny V had trouble really getting him to relax, and it was a pretty quick pace. But even through all of that, and he came up between horses. I mean, first time out going 2 turns, I just thought there was a really, he had a lot to overcome. Just didn't settle early, was in between horses, and kind of pushed his way through and got the win. And the third place finisher came back to win real impressively here, albeit in an off-the-turf race. Pedigree says it's there to handle more distance. It's Graham Moten. So in a race where I didn't have a strong opinion, I kept went back and looked at that race and thought maybe this is a horse that's got a lot of upside, maybe more upside than the horses that he'll be facing here. So I ended up that one. What say thee? I took for Mike Maker. The horse has improved in 2 starts for Maker and had some trouble last time out down at Gulfstream. Horace Mann for D'Amato, Phil D'Amato. This horse kept good company out in California. Ran poorly here, which causes some concern, but those were some good horses he faced out in California. And then Wayhill Road, just at Shug McGahee, second off a layoff. Now, the horse is only 1-for-9 lifetime. I think you make an interesting point about Raise High. I think with Vicki Oliver, she's always dangerous at Keeneland. I could throw that one onto my ticket as well when we get to the pick four. But Porqué Roll for me on the outside. Let's go to the eighth race. Maiden Claimer, 3 and up at 7 furlongs. How do you see that one?
Hook Fantastic in here is a deserving favorite. And if you just go back to that Keeneland race back in April of 23, where he got an 84 buyer and only got beat a neck. Excuse me. Comes back then and Churchill doesn't do anything, and then he's laid off for a while till March of this year. Comes back on the synthetic, runs okay, got beat 3.75. I'm not sure I'd take 9-5 on a win money, win bet on Fantastic. But that race at Keeneland really stands out here. So I think Fantastic and $100,000 maiden claimer has a big shot. I'm going to use Indy Magic for Doug O'Neill, first-time starter, with Luan Machado, who's been riding well at Keeneland and rode great at Turfway. Long set of works for this one, including a 59-3 breezing last time out on April 5th. So Indy Magic looks like he ought to be ready for his debut. And then the other one I'm going to use is Practical Thought for Paul McGee and B.J. Hernandez on the outside with a 69 buyer. backed up with a 71 buyer at a race at Fairgrounds when he was hung on the outside. So second Lasix for this one went off at 2-1 in that race. I think Practical Fraud is probably the logical alternative to Trumptastic, but throwing in the first-time starter as well to try to get me a little more coverage in the last leg of the pick four.
I took the 2 for a price here at 12-1 Patriarchal for Al Stahl, who does well on dropping from maiden to maiden claiming. You get Rosario in the saddle. Horse cuts back from two turns, and I thought caught a really good group in the dirt debut, so might be a little better than he looks on paper. Trumptastic ran well in October, as you mentioned, so got to use that one. Practical Thought, solid in the two efforts at the Fairgrounds. And Olivier, I'm assuming that is the 8 horse, it's per se, and Pratt, and a horse that's dropping in class. So those are the 4 that I'm going to use out of that 8th race. Let's get to the pick 4 tickets. I'm going to single Blenheim Baby. Then I'm going to use the 2 that we both like, Deanne's 80 and Paparina. So 8 with 1-5, with 1, 2, 7, 11, 12, and then with all for a $40 ticket. I'll just cover everybody in the last race and hope I catch a price if I'm alive at that point. How about you?
I have a $60 ticket, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8. With 1-5, with 1, 2, 7, 12, with 1-6-7 for $60.
And let's get to a daily double. We're offering up a daily double on these podcasts each day for the Keeneland meet because of the 15% takeout. So trying to find the best daily double bet on the day. I went to race 4, the 2-year-old race. You got a Wesley Ward horse, Bostonian, and then you've got Strumman, who's a run back. You don't see him quite this early to run back for the second time in the meet. Usually that happens in the last week of the meet. But Strumman got off to a bad start as a 2-year-old, and that's next to impossible to overcome. Then was flying up the inside. Now, got beat soundly by a really well-regarded Wesley Ward horse, but this horse was flying up the inside split horses, and I could easily see Strumman winning this, but Bostonian is Wesley Ward, so I got to use them both, and then I'm going to use Blenheim Baby in the second leg of the daily double, the one I like a lot. Some two $10 doubles, 4-9 with 8. How about you?
I'm going to go to the 6th race, and I'm going to use my top choice there, Paparina, and then hoping to catch a price in the 6th with Raise High, the 7 horse, the one that we mentioned for Vicky Oliver, who's got some upside with Rosario and Vicky Oliver being really good at Keeneland. Also use Porco Row as the 12. So $10 double, 5 with 7, 12, hoping to get 7 in for the second leg.
Sounds good. Let's hope we can give the folks some winners on the Wednesday card, get that bankroll built up for the second half of the Keeneland Spring Meet. We'll be back for the Thursday edition of the In the Money podcast to take a look at that card. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach. Have a good day, everybody. Good luck.